This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We've all been told that we're entitled to our day in court. Well, that may not be exactly true anymore. The jury trial could be on its way to becoming an endangered species, and some experts say that the civil trial in federal court is approaching extinction. Our guests are here to explain what's happening here. Jay Old, a defense attorney and former president of the Texas Association of Defense Counsel, and Guy Choate is a personal attorney with the Webb, Strokes, and Sparks. Welcome to The Source, both of y'all.
Thank you for having us.
Jay, let me ask you, what type of decline are we seeing in terms of trial?
Well, if you look at statistics published by the federal government from 1962 to 2002, you've actually had a decline where the courts are disposing of more than four times the number of cases they had previously, but with roughly the same number of jury trials, which means the jury trials just aren't happening in federal courts to dispose of cases anymore.
So are you mainly concerned, Jay, with federal trials or just trials in general?
Well, the trends are the same in state courts across the country, so really we're concerned about the right to jury trial across the country, not just in federal courts or states or any given state for that matter.
So, Guy, this is happening in your federal in your federal court and also in your state district court?
Absolutely. It's, you know, and there's a lot of reasons for this, but in the state courts and federal courts, you know, arbitration has taken away a lot of people's opportunities to go into court. Just the costs associated with some of the hurdles that judges have put up in the way of people asserting their rights. A lot of tort reform, we noticed that TLR and some of the CALA and some of the tort reform organizations are saying, oh, we have nothing to do with it. But the simple fact is, if you don't have a cause of action, if your cause of action is so limited, a lot of times you may technically be entitled to a jury trial, but there's nothing to gain by having a trial. So it's insidious and it's chipping away.
So Jay, do you have a message? Are you telling people know your rights, protect your rights, or figure out how to work with this new system? What are you telling folks?
Well, I'm telling people to pay attention to what laws are being passed and to what they want their country to look like. If we go back to our founding fathers, it goes very, you know, back to the inception of the United States. I mean, the main reason that we have a country that's the United States of America had to do with the intent to have local juries try local crimes or local issues. And in fact, if you read back in the Federalist Papers and the commentaries about it, that's exactly what they said. If you look at our original Constitution and our Declaration of Independence, it's the only right that follows from both the Constitution to the Bill of Rights and then in all state constitutions after that.
And so this is a right. This isn't a constitution, and as some people are very protective of certain rights, say like the Second Amendment or what have you, not so much. Why isn't this getting all that love?
Well, that's a good question, because the Seventh Amendment is certainly every bit as important as the Second Amendment or the First Amendment or the Fifth Amendment or the Fourth Amendment or any of the other ones. And, you know, if you don't have a right to a jury trial, you know, you don't have a right to assert your rights to the other amendments. And it's a slow process that people just don't pay attention to sometimes. Because it can be so complex, and these issues can get so wrapped up in the legal complexities. But the bottom line is, I don't have a jury of my neighbors anymore in many, many cases deciding my rights.
And so, Jay, we have the trend. The trend is established, and that is a fact, that there's less jury trials, fewer trials, and more forced arbitration and ways of working, getting out of the courtroom. Are people, is justice suffering because of that, Jay?
I think any time that we artificially limit access to the courts, the justice system suffers. If we go all the way back to Alexis de Tocqueville, where he talked about the most effective means of teaching people how to rule was the jury system and sitting on a jury. In the more modern days, there's a former retired judge from San Antonio, Royal Ferguson, who talked about how the most pure means of democracy in America today was when you put 12 people in the jury box and let them make a decision about what our society demands or expects of its participants. And when we take that away, we take away the opportunity for a voice from our community to be a part of our societal standards, and that's not a good thing.
And so, Guy, people, do they just think that I'm never going to be in a courtroom? This is never going to apply to me? Because we're talking mainly about civil stuff, right, not criminal stuff?
That is true, and that is what people think. They, you know, they say, well, this really doesn't apply to me. You know, they're talking about taking away the rights of bad people or people who really, you know, have frivolous cases or this, and then they realize, wait a minute, they're talking about my rights, and they're talking about taking away my ability to seek justice. And unfortunately, you don't know that until that ability's gone. You know, recently, a cereal company, you know, tried to put on their Facebook page that if you like our Facebook page, you've given up your right to a jury trial against us if one of our cereals is somehow contaminated and kills your child. Now, that's how pervasive arbitration has become. And, you know, a firestorm of indignation stopped that, but, you know, that the effort was made.
And there, obviously, you look at the list of people who make campaign contributions in Texas, and the top of the list are the people who are promoting more tort reform. That continues to be the top of the list. So, Jay, what should people look out for there?
Well, there are a number of groups that do that. I mean, you know, I think lawyers of all types on both sides of the bar are very much concerned with preserving the right to a jury trial. There are also advocacy groups. There are both defense advocacy groups as well as groups sponsored by the folks like Guy who file more lawsuits than they defend. And then there are groups that are supported by kind of a neutral or blended group, such as the American Board of Trial Advocates. And then our schools need to as well. I mean, you know, through social studies, through informational programs, such in Texas that State Bar put together, where when jurors show up for jury service, they're provided an instructional video that explains the right to trial by jury and its significance. Those types of things help. And of course, then ultimately, participation in the process. I've never talked to a juror who didn't feel like they learned a lot and they appreciated the system more after they'd finished a trial.
All right. I want to thank Jay Old, defense attorney and former president of the Texas Association of Defense Counsel, and Guy Choate of a personal injury lawyer with Webb, Strokes, and Sparks, talking about the decline of trials in the United States, particularly in the federal system and the civil system, but all across the board. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Dave. Thank you for having us.